Well, I told you, and I don't want to go back and forth on this, but we had a flat tire on the expressway, and it was a horrifying experience because we did everything that Lieutenant Mike Shaw suggests that we all do, and I'm sure he's right. We hear too many times when people have a problem on the expressway, they get out of their car and they get killed. So you stay in the car, you stay buckled up, you have your flashers on, and you pray and hope somebody comes by. So we got through all of that. But I will tell you this. Lieutenant Mike Shaw is on the other end of our line right now. Thank you for always being there and helping my listeners, Lieutenant Mike Shaw. But I got to tell you, Mike, that in what we found from sitting alongside the expressway for all that time is the really lousy, crazy, kamikaze driving has continued in Metro Detroit. And this worries me a lot for this season of driving.
Good morning, Paul W. Always glad to help out. It's something that we're actually seeing, and now it's being reflected in some of the data. We just released our traffic crash stats for 2021 about a month ago, and we've seen a 16-year high in Michigan traffic fatalities. We haven't had this many deaths on our roadways since 2005. So some of this crazy driving that we are seeing, and you don't have to be a trooper or a police officer out there to notice it. One of the main complaints that I get when I go out and about is about how people are driving out there. So it's definitely a concern for us, and we are taking some measures to increase our enforcement. We know through studies that, believe it or not, people aren't really concerned about the fatality portion of it. They always think it's going to happen to somebody else and not to them. But they are very concerned that when we talk about taking money out of their wallet. So we're probably going to move more towards that types of enforcement along with what we're doing today, and that's education.
That's all you can do is try to get people to understand just how dangerous the driving is. And the next life lost could be their very own, and also could be any number of other people who are out there who are just trying to get from here to there, are obeying the laws, and then get blasted by somebody who is exceeding the speed limit by record numbers. I'll tell you, I saw cars that were going 90 miles an hour that were about 12 inches, 10 inches away from our car while we were off to the side of the road. And then I saw a Mustang come by. If those guys were going 90, he was going 130, 140. And it was like, are you kidding me? And it was a roaring Mustang. I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing. He was getting a lot of attention, but he was putting everybody on that road in danger.
And that's the big problem. Even when we do this enforcement that, and I'm not shy about it. I'll announce it on our social media. I'll talk about it to any media. Hey, we're going to be in certain places at certain times. We can put 20 motorcycle troopers out there and run out of them in a span of a second. And we're not, I'm not talking 5 miles over the speed limit that we're, cracking down on people. Sometimes we have to start off at 80 and a 70 or 80 and a 55 just to be able to keep up. And it's publicized. So, it's the person behind the wheel that needs to become more responsible. And like you said, you never know who that next victim is going to be. While a lot of people, for some reason, don't consider that part of it, it could be you or a family member or somebody else. So this crazy driving that we are seeing out there, it has great effects. And, there's a lot of people out there, that aren't going back to their families. 1,131 fatalities in 2021. Yes. That's a lot of family members that aren't coming home. And we talk about this other type of crime and violent crime and things like that. But these are all preventable deaths. That's 1,100 people that if somebody would have done the right thing in these traffic crashes, would still be walking the earth today.
I know you're not going to be able to tell me, but I always try to ask you what we can get away with, but that's up to the officers on duty, the troopers on duty, I would presume, depending on how they think traffic is flowing or not flowing. And the old But officer, I was just keeping up with traffic. That doesn't work, unfortunately. But give me an idea of now that the speed limit is 75 miles per hour going up north in some of these areas, how fast are people going in those areas if they're going 80, 90 miles an hour in places where it's 70?
It's kind of funny because, you know, talking to my counterparts up north and stuff like that, they're seeing a lot of the different speeds, but not on like the main freeways. They're seeing them more on the M roads up there where people are going 20, 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. It seems like when they're on 75 and they're okay with that. Down here, we have a couple of problems that we look at. Now, naturally, you know, when we talk about enforcement, the first thing is, oh, revenue enhancement. Yeah, the people that say that just don't understand. Could care less about revenue or any. Our budget is set by the legislature and by the governor, and they do a heck of a job of giving us what we need to be able to go out there and do our job. But sometimes we got to take that money out of your pocket to kind of get your attention. It's up to that individual trooper. There's no quota. There's none of that kind of silliness that we see there. Those are just excuses for bad drivers to kind of not put the blame on themselves, but to put it on the government or on the state or, you know, on the trooper themselves. So, but again, you know, we're not out there writing 5 miles over. We don't have time for that. We've got to get down from the 25 to the 30. And like you said, you know, there's people out there that are traveling triple digits, and they're bad drivers. I mean, that's the bad part about the whole thing is people have not been trained to drive at that speed. And all it takes is one pothole, like you found out, or one, you know, person hitting, you know, not saying that you were doing 100, but...
No, I stay out of everybody's way. I'll tell you what I do. I set my thing that on a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit... I set my cruise control to 76, and I do that because I'm on the radio at 760 on the AM dial, and I figure that's a good number for me. 76 is fine. I stay out of everybody else's way, and that's it. And it can still tell you get a hell of a blowout when you hit one of those potholes. It's bad. Anyway, thanks for your help as always. You always do a good job, and I salute all of the fine men and women of the Michigan State Police and all law enforcement. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.